Thanks for joining us on the GFSI podcast series. In this series, we'll be exploring the world of GFSI and food safety as we work to share regular updates on our work and help build trust and confidence in food safety globally. Each month, we'll be joined by industry experts and key stakeholders from the GFSI community to explore the path ahead, its challenges and opportunities. Hello everyone, we're back again with another episode of the GFSI podcast series. Today, I'm happy to be having a chat with one of our own, Marie-Claude Quentin, who is a GFSI Senior Technical Manager. Hi Marie-Claude.
Hi Linda.
Thank you for taking the time today to talk to me. So let's get going with this podcast. So GFSI is launching a new consultation on building recognition of the vital role that food safety auditors play to ensure that people around the world have access to safe food they can trust. So can you give me a bit more insight into how this consultation came about?
Sure. So this consultation is actually about the feature one of the GFSI Race to the Top, this framework that was set in 2020 to address the challenges around trust and confidence in GFSI recognized certification. And this first feature of the Race to the Top aims to create a new set of benchmarking requirements for the recognition of organizations who verify competence of food safety auditors. So after the Race to the Top consultation in spring 2020, we set a technical working group who's been working in two phases actually to come up with a proposed set of new benchmarking requirements. And that is what that is today the object of this consultation.
Great. That explains the how, but why is GFSI getting involved in this now? What is the current reality driving GFSI's involvement, would you say?
Sure. So the certification industry at large at the moment is facing increasing difficulties in recruiting new food safety auditors, with more auditors leaving the profession through retirement, for example, than new recruits coming in. And this is bringing a challenge to the food industry with a decrease in the number of auditors and an increase in the demand for food safety audits as we are driving the need for certification. And during the consultation on the Race to the Top last year, many of our stakeholders reported that one of the drivers of that trend were the even more complex and duplicated requirements applying to auditors to qualify to audit against GFSI recognized certification programs. So we recognize our role in that situation and we want to help. And this is why we're getting involved today.
So can you share more about how this benefits the auditors? GFSI has not traditionally engaged auditors directly. So what's in it for them?
Yes, very important questions. I mean, the purpose and aim of this new approach that we are putting to consultation is to simplify the qualification and recruitment process for auditors. So today, if you want to be employed as an auditor, you have to submit your curriculum vitae and all sorts of evidence on your training and skills and experience, so all your competence, to each CB you want to work with and each certification program owners you want to audit against. And what we are suggesting is that tomorrow, the registration of these auditors to a GFSI recognized professional recognition body will be sufficient evidence of the competence of the auditors. So we are mutualizing the qualification efforts through the introduction of professional recognition bodies. We also hope that this new approach will establish a distinct profession for food safety auditing and create an esteem on par with what other auditing professions benefit from, such as financial auditing, and a true career path. All of this hopefully will attract new talent to the profession.
Great, thanks for that, Marie-Claude. And could you tell me a bit more about what exactly is continuing professional development? And why focus on it?
CPD, or continuing professional development, Well, it's a way professionals continue to learn and develop throughout their career so that they keep up to date with their skills, knowledge, and behaviors, and they're able to continue practicing their profession and, in fact, grow in their profession. So as an auditor, you can be a generalist auditor. You can increase your scopes of audit. So by learning from about different industries, you can become experts in specific topics. CPD is a way for you to achieve this. It is crucially driven by individual themselves. So we are responsible for our own continuing professional development. But the requirements and the new approach that we are setting suggest that the professional recognition bodies will help the auditors actually set up a CPD and grow their career. Now, the food industry evolves very rapidly, and with it, the food safety risk and the best practice in the industry. And this is why CPD is critical to all food safety professionals, and in particular to auditors.
So it feels like this is a long-term objective of GFSI, and the involvement of it is very clear. But what's the hope with this public consultation? How does it relate to the Race to the Top that was launched by GFSI last year?
The consultation actually has two objectives. We're asking our stakeholders two sets of questions. The first one is simply to review the content of the proposed benchmarking requirements and let us know how we can improve them, whether they stack up technically and if they cover all the requirements that they would expect to see, and therefore all the processes that a professional recognition body should apply in their view. The second question is more broad, and it's about the actual new approach, the introduction of this professional recognition body, and making sure that this new approach delivers the benefits and the purpose set by the consultation on the Race to the Top that we ran last year. So as I mentioned earlier, this consultation is on feature one of the Race to the Top. And when we set up the consultation on the Race to the Top last year, we set a very clear framework with expectations and objectives. This second consultation now, specifically on feature one, it checks that we are delivering the ambition of the Race to the Top.
Perfect. And CBs, CPOs, and business food business operators are also impacted by the competence of auditors. Therefore, how will this ensure their view and feedback is heard?
So once the new approach is set up, it's very important that the stakeholders you mentioned, the certification bodies, the certification program owners, and the food businesses have a say in how the professional recognition bodies recognized by GFSI perform and how the auditors perform. So in the requirements, we've set up a few mechanisms for this. So first of all, the professional recognition body is expected to maintain a registrar of auditor, including a public interface, so that anybody can check if the registration of an auditor is still valid at any time. The second mechanism is that there has to be a publicly available complaint procedure and a whistleblower mechanism. Sometimes people see things they're not happy with, but for various reasons, they might not want to be associated with a complaint they want to raise. And this is the value of the whistleblower mechanism. You can remain anonymous, but you have the opportunity to raise severe concerns. And the registration criteria of the recognition body are also publicly available. They will be, and they will be submitted to regular consultation to ensure that the stakeholders are still happy with the criteria used to validate competence of the auditors. There is also a mechanism by which, as long as the auditor agrees to it, the PRB is allowed to share the details records that they used to validate the profile of the auditor. So the certification bodies in particular, who are the employer of the auditors, can ask to see the actual records of the auditor's profile. The value for the auditor is that they just need to give the agreements. They don't have to provide that information themselves.
So what's the role of the CBs and CPOs in this new approach?
Well, this is very important. So starting with the CBs, the certification bodies, they continue to provide employments or missions to the food safety auditors, and therefore they have to satisfy themselves that the auditor is suitably qualified to carry out the role or the work that they want to commission to them. So the new approach aims to simplify this task for the certification bodies, not to replace the role of the certification body, which is why I just said, you know, it is we have put mechanisms in place so that the certification bodies can ask to see all the records if they have any doubts on the profile of an auditor. Besides, the certification bodies provides all the opportunities that an auditor may have to shadow audit, to witness audit, and to give feedback on an auditor's performance on the ground. These are important aspects of the validation of competence. So an important role for certification bodies. CBs and CPOs will also continue to define competencies that are specific to the operations or certification program. The new approach only focuses on the common competencies that are to be found in all food safety auditors. So, for example, HACCP knowledge, experience in specific sectors, understanding of microbiologies and chemical risk. But it won't address the competence required to use the certification body's operational tools or the content of a CPO standard.
So who could apply to become a GFSI recognized professional recognition body? And are there such organizations out there today?
Yeah, so the eligibility criteria have been defined in the benchmarking requirements that I've put to consultation. In summary, any organizations who's dedicated to the and validation of professional competence can apply as long as they satisfy the GFSI benchmarking requirements. There are such organizations out there for accountants, but also for food safety professionals. So IRCA, IFST, ASQ were mentioned to us during the first consultation last year. We also hope to attract new organizations and actually develop that activities in the food safety certification industry.
Okay, great. And just as a reminder, how can people get involved in this consultation and when's the deadline?
Very important. And we hope that you will all take part in the consultation, which opened yesterday and will be open until the 25th of May, so for 4 weeks. All the documents on our website, you will find a consultation document that explains you in details what to do and the new approach, the actual benchmarking requirements and response forms. You can also join our webinar on the 19th of May, during which I will be joined by John Poole, the chair of the technical working group who came up with the benchmarking requirements, and Andrew Clark from Loblaw, who was also part of the working group. And we're going to talk in a little bit more details about the content of the consultation and answer any questions people may have about it.
Thanks. It was really great to talk to you today, Marie-Claude, and thank you for taking the time to explain in a bit more depth about GFSI's latest work streams within the field of food safety auditor training.
Thank you very much, Linda. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
And I hope you've also enjoyed this podcast too. Do stay tuned for the next episode of the GFSI podcast series, which will be coming to you very soon. Thank you once again for joining us for this episode of the GFSI podcast series. If you'd like to hear more about what we discussed today or to be added to the GFSI emailing list, please visit our website at www.mygfsi.com. Thank you and speak to you soon.